Loser times infinity.
Ha!
Loser times infinity times one.
Oh, yeah. Loser times infinity and infinity. Ha! Ha! Ha!
We have all heard it, or been in the middle of it. Dad, tell my sister to stop looking at me. Or Mom, tell my brother to stop breathing my air. And then, haven't we all heard or made this plea? For the love of God and all things holy, will you please stop fighting? And the topic seems to be pretty consistent. Can you just get along just this once, just for a minute? Well, that is the theme of this meditation from Philippians chapter 2, living humbly and finding value in others, putting aside our own petty selfish agendas for the betterment of those in our path, leaving behind our own interests for the interests of others. So to begin your meditation, slip into a time and a place of just quiet humility, surrendering your will to that of God, Spirit, and Son. Start by listening and responding to this prayer from Galatians chapter 5, and respond, Heavenly Father, help me value others. God's Spirit makes us loving, happy, peaceful, patient, kind, good, faithful, gentle, and self-controlled. There is no law against behaving in any of these ways. So, Heavenly Father, let me use those by valuing others. And because we belong to Christ Jesus, we have killed our selfish feelings and desires. God's Spirit has given us life, so we should follow the Spirit. And Heavenly Father, help me value others. But don't be conceited or make others jealous by claiming to be better than they are. But Heavenly Father, help me remember to value others. As you continue, begin to seal the entry of your mind. Just close your eyes and spend a few more moments now in secret, private prayer with God as the Holy Spirit transforms your mind to that of Christ. This time and place is set apart as a moment for you to willingly align your interests with God's, consenting to allow God's to be yours. But there is tension between His and ours and others. So take note of any tension, disrupting, or prideful thoughts that may be keeping you from encountering and aligning with God. Don't fight against the divide between your desires and God's for now. How you value yourself compared with your value of others. Just let the fighting, prideful thoughts come and simply note them for a moment as they drift by. Don't dwell on the distractions. Don't punch at the wind. But simply note any scornful, disrespectful thoughts for a moment. Do you feel the divine tension between your desires and the dreams of others? Convicting examples of insolent, rude thoughts? Well, surrender your pride to God here. Don't give your agenda any more power. Allow the Spirit to bring your desires into balance with God's. Notice your breathing now too. Three deep belly breaths. Just feel the balance and alignment as you breathe, the softening of anger and pride. Breathe in the perfect will of God, and exhale your will. Be aware of your breathing, the breath of God, the Holy Spirit, the pneuma. Your mind may wander as you seek balance in the tension. That's understandable. But learning to recognize spiritual imbalance is an important exercise in transforming your mind into the mind of Christ. Let the awareness center you back to the will of God and showing value to others. Whisper the word value to center you as your mind drifts. Center back on God as you whisper, Heavenly Father, help me value others. Now in this continuing time, listen carefully to the first of three divine sacred readings. Don't analyze, just listen softly to what God might be whispering out to you in this moment. Listen for His voice from Philippians chapter 2, verses 3 and 4 from the New International Version. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourselves. Not looking to your own interests, but each of you to the interests of others. What did you hear? Why do you think God wanted you to hear that? Begin to silently meditate on that for a few moments. Our minds can drift so quickly, but after those few short moments, which wise words of God are still stuck and resonating in your mind? We'll center there again. And once more listen. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourselves, not looking to your own interests, but each of you to the interests of others. Rest here longer now, surrendering your selfish ambition and vain conceit. In this second expanded divine reading, notice how you respond emotionally as you listen from your heart. What sensations do you feel as you listen to this wider reading from the New King James Version? Therefore, if there is any consolation in Christ, if there is any comfort in His love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any affection and mercy, please fulfill my joy by being like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. Let nothing be done through selfish ambition or conceit, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem others better than himself. Let each of you look out not only for his own interests, but also for the interests of others. What emotions did you feel? And where? Let your mind and emotions relax for several moments as you consider the imagery of living for others more than yourself. How does it feel looking out for the interests of others? Having no expectation in this third sacred reading, simply let the words marinate and experience them in this time of deep connection beyond thoughts from the English Standard Version, and listen to His passion. So if there is any encouragement in Christ, any comfort from love, any participation in the Spirit, any affection and sympathy, please complete my joy by being of the same mind, having the same love, being in full accord, and of one mind. Do nothing from selfish ambition or conceit, but in humility count others more significant than yourselves. Let each of you look not only to your own interests, but also to the interests of others. Resting with your eyes closed in imaginative contemplation, be at that church in Philippi, a beautiful spot high on a hill in northeastern Greece on the shores of the bright azure blue Aegean Sea. Sitting inside, feel the sea breeze blowing through the room as he talks about pride and selfish ambition. Look at the faces of people in the congregation. Some of them may be their faces looking down in shame. Others ignoring the gaze of others. What is on your face? Listen as Paul pleads, if you have heard anything of Christ, His love and the Spirit, please complete my joy and be of the same mind. Please stop fighting. Stop anything from selfish ambition or conceit, but in humility count others more significant than yourself. Sit here looking at the window. Where does your mind go? Do you feel convicted? Well, rest there. Whether at the start or the end of your day, just rest here in humility for as long as you can, whispering, Heavenly Father, help me value others. Let the word value be the sacred word that keeps you from scorn and disrespectful thoughts and centers you back on Christ. Let me pray a prayer of blessing over you that you stop doing anything out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. rather stop fighting, and in your newfound humility, value others above yourself, showing interest in others more than yourself. And in so doing, be filled with the love of God and the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, now and always. Amen. You know, the world pushes us to embrace ourselves, pursue our own interests, and grab for our ambitions. So when you feel those urges, take a deep belly breath and allow that moment to center you back on His desire for you to esteem others more than yourself. And consider, who can you value? Who can you show interest in? Take all the time that you need, but when you're ready, whether it's sunrise or sunset, be intentional to look out not only for your own interests, but also for the interests of others. For it is then you will be in the midst of the angels, and there encounter the interests of God.